Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. Today's devotional is about avoiding distractions. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Onlooker Delight, written by Brent Reinhart, read by Brent Reinhart. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. If you are a daily commuter, you have undoubtedly heard the unfortunate phrase on the morning or afternoon radio traffic reports, onlooker delay. A wreck has happened that has been moved to the shoulder, yet there are still miles of backups due to everyone's desire to catch a glimpse of what happened as they passed by. We all complain about it, yet I'd venture to say that we're all guilty of rubbernecking, as I've heard it called. We are distracted by what's happening around us, and we take our eyes off the road ahead. Peter knew a few things about being distracted. In Matthew 14, he sees Jesus walking on the water, and he calls out to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." That's Matthew 14:28. Peter steps out of the boat and miraculously is able to walk on the water just like Jesus. That is, until he noticed the wind and waves around him. He took his eyes off of Jesus, and he began to sink. Peter experienced onlooker delay. His eyes were drawn to other things, the things of this world, and it diverted him from his path to Jesus. It's easy for us to criticize Peter for his split-second loss of faith, but how often do we let the things of this world distract us from our own walk with Christ? As a result, we experience countless delays in our own spiritual growth. The Apostle Paul knew this as well. In Hebrews 12, he encourages the reader, while writing also for himself, I might add, to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Paul recognized that even in his own life, he was drawn to be distracted from what mattered most. In Psalm 119, the author writes about the importance of staying focused on God's Word. He uses similar language. "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways." Psalm 119, verses 9 and 15. In our current vernacular, to fix your eyes on something, or to become fixated on something, almost has a negative connotation. It's an obsessive attachment to someone or something. I think of fixation in terms of my son and his Legos, or my daughter and wanting to hang out with her friends. They can be obsessed to the point that it's all they think about. In the biblical context, I believe that is exactly what we are exhorted to do, to fixate on Jesus and learn about God's promises through the reading of His Word. As followers of Christ, we are all on a journey to becoming more and more like Him every day. As the Holy Spirit works in our lives, it should produce a walk that is marked by certain characteristics. These fruits of the Spirit, found in Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the characteristics that set us apart from the world. But if we are distracted on our journey, our eyes pulled from one thing to the other, this onlooker delay keeps us from being all that God intended us to be. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. Today, let's focus on what matters, our destination. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, block out those distractions, and avoid the onlooker delays. At the end is the ultimate prize, and it's worth every step in the journey. Intersecting faith and life. What activities, routines, or habits in your life are distracting you from your relationship with God? Are there practical changes you can make in your life to fix your eyes on Jesus? Further reading. Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 13. Psalm 119, verses 1 through 16. Matthew 14, verses 22 through 31. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 17.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.